It's good to be back in the recording studio finally after a month-long hiatus of trying to get the three of us back in the studio. And part of that is Frank T. Biscuit and I know the deep, dark secret that the evil villainous known as Jackie had captured our co-host, Matt, the Electric Monkey Childs. And we finally were able to rescue him from the vaults of doom, weren't we, Frank?
Yes, finally. Question, does she dress up like the Baroness and keep you locked up in like the base of a cobra?
Matt, what do you have to say for yourself? We're good to see that you were able to... How were you able to escape the clutches of the villainous?
Well, it's easy, Mark. You know, first, I put Magic Mike on the TV, and she was distracted enough to by Channing Tatum for me to slip out.
And on that note, this is a new episode of Rebel Radio.
This is Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Welcome to a new edition of Rebel Radio. This is your host, Mark, and with me are my co-hosts,
Frank T. Biscuit
and the Electric Monkey,
also known as Matt. Before we go any further talking about today's show, that little funny intro segment, we were picking on the woman known as the villainous Jackie, which otherwise is Matt's wife. We kid. She actually had a few health issues, and we wish her well, and she's doing better. And August was a long month for all of us, but here we are back in the recording studio, a new edition of Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Make sure you visit the site and follow us on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. We are there, TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. So, since last we visited, a few things have been going on. A viral sensation has swept the nation, and it's all for a good cause. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, which was started, people believe, by an athlete at a college, and Steve Gleason, another former athlete, and they brought on this challenge for people to either dump ice on this cold ice water on themselves to bring awareness to the disease or to donate $100. And if you didn't do it in 24 hours, you either had to donate or do the ice challenge. A lot of people were donating and do the ice challenge, which is all for a good cause. Of course, if you're not familiar with who Steve Gleason is, if you notice on some of our posts on the Facebook and stuff, we put no white flags. That is his organization, which is the TeamGleason.org. And Steve Gleason was a former player for the New Orleans Saints, and he's best known for when, after Hurricane Katrina, the Saints returned to the Metrodome. He is the one that blocked the punt that returned for a touchdown that brought the Saints back alive in that game and brought football back to New Orleans. And Steve was unfortunately diagnosed with ALS not long after that. And I have come to know who he was through my love of the band Pearl Jam. He's a big fan of theirs. And his organization is a great cause, helping people with ALS and bringing awareness to the disease. And, of course, the main website is ALSA.org, which you can donate either one of those sites. So TeamGleason.org or ALSA.org. We have these links up on our website because all three of us did the Ice Bucket Challenge. We were talking about it in text back and forth saying, yeah, we should do this, guys, because we just introduced a YouTube channel on the website. We're like, what a better way to introduce a YouTube channel than doing the Ice Bucket Challenge? And we were talking about getting together and do it. And this son of a bitch, Frank, had to beat us to it, didn't you, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't respond, didn't comment, nothing. And at first, my wife introduced it to me, and she never explained to me what it was for. She was just showing me a bunch of people doing it, and it looks stupid. I'm like, why would you just dump ice on yourself? But I didn't know the reason behind it. And once I found out the reason behind it, I was like, oh, okay, well, this makes sense, and it's really a great cause. And, you know, some people might think it's stupid, but it is for a great cause. And if you're like, well, I don't have $100, remember, we're at a bag of ice is like $2. So even if you just donate $2, if like 2 million people donated $2, that'd be, what, $2 million more to help this great cause. So think of it like that. It's even if you just donate a dollar, that's a dollar more to help people out.
You're absolutely right, Frank. And that's what it's all about. You know, the political aspects of it aside, or people thinking it's wasting water because there's no water in other countries, that's ridiculous. I personally think it's for a good cause. If if the three of us doing it brought awareness to five other people didn't know about ALS and what a horrible disease it is, then we accomplished our jobs. And that's how I felt about doing it. It may seem silly on the outside, but no, nothing is silly when you're doing something to make other people feel good and bring awareness to something. Because there's so much wrong in this world, in this country, and some things people don't know about. And the phenomenon of this was just how it swept the nation. We'll talk about that in a minute. But before we go further, Frank, you called me and Matt out. And Matt, you beat me to it, and you did it next.
Yep, I went ahead and I made sure that I put on my some comfortable clothes that I didn't mind getting wet in, and filled a bucket full of ice water and dumped it on myself.
Yeah, because you secretly wanted to do it naked, didn't you?
Hey, you know, there are certain things you can't put on the internet, Mark, you know? It's like I don't need that many people following me.
But you can take pictures of it and put it on the cloud.
Which, of course, gets breached, apparently, you know. But, you know, it was really fun to do it and learning, you know, of all these other celebrities that are doing it. Of course, all the NFL and my favorite quarterback of all time, Brett Favre, you know, he went and did it. And Aaron Rodgers, many other athletes, just, you know, bringing attention to the disease. And, yeah, it's become a fad to some people. You know, some people just do it just because they think it's a challenge. But it brings awareness either way. So there's good being done, you know, even if you don't really know what it's for when you first do it.
Absolutely right. And that's how I first came across it. Talking about how it's Team Gleason and him being a fan of the band Pearl Jam. I saw the members of Pearl Jam did it because Steve Gleason called out Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, and he called out his other band members, and they all did it. And that was one of the first things I saw. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy still going strong in theaters. Chris Pratt did it twice. And one of the best ones I saw, I don't know if you guys saw this, was Patrick Stewart. A good friend of mine at work, Fred, brought me my attention to this. And Patrick Stewart did it like a boss. He simply sat down, wrote a check out, put the check to the side, put a piece of ice in the glass, poured some cognac, drank it, and just shook his head. Perfect. He got the point across without dumping ice on his head, probably donated an undisclosed amount, of course, and that's great. And then I think last I read it was something like $27 million since late July when this thing started.
What I also love about this is that, like, a lot of celebrities, they're, like, tying on, like, causes that they support, which a lot of them are good causes, and they're still donating a check to it as well as bringing attention to their stuff. So it's not just helped out this cause, but it's helping out many other causes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go wrong when you help charity. And here, I know the three of us at Rebel Radio are very proud to have been a part of it. And we donate a little money ourselves. We don't have tons because we're not making money doing this, but we did our part. Matt and I's YouTube videos are up at the YouTube channel. We need to get Frank's up there so y'all can see that. That's all we have on the YouTube channel since we launched. We will get more up soon. We promise we're working on that. But again, teamgleason.org, ALSA.org, that's where you can go donate. No white flags is the motto for Team Gleason, meaning, you know, of course, never give up on anything in life because you never know if you can beat it. And again, enough can't be said, just the pop culture phenomenon of this in the last month, since the word viral became popular in, you know, the mid and last half of the decade or whatever, I don't remember anything of this size. I mean, do you guys, I mean, I know there's been some musicians and things. Trent Reznor did it with Nine Inch Nails. It did viral games. Or Christopher Nolan did it with the Batman films where he did some viral games. But something that has gone global. It's, you know, it seemed like it was just United States things. And I have friends on Facebook in Korea and other countries. And they started doing it. And it's just absolute phenomenon that unlike I've seen since the internet has been around for 20-something odd years. And I mean, it was pretty neat to see, huh, Matt?
It was neat. You know, it's much better than, you know, the other things that have been being passed around, like Miley Cyrus twerking, you know, which I think that's an oxymoron. I don't, yeah, but, you know, it's certainly caught on and everyone's doing it. And yeah, it's just, you know, continuing to generate more and more revenue. You know, in the same time last year, they had only raised, I think, like $4 million, but this year it's getting close to like $80 million. So it's definitely the challenge is definitely generating, you know, and it's definitely doing, you know, its job and what it's meant for. So, you know, it's not like it's just a waste of water.
Yeah, it's not a waste of water. And also remind a lot of people that, you know, at any day that a family member, a friend, a friend's family member, a coworker, somebody can be diagnosed with this. So you're not just helping some stranger. You could be helping somebody you know sometime soon with this.
Yeah, so again, we couldn't be prouder to be a part of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and the phenomenon continues. I'm still seeing videos up online. Make sure you check ours out. Check out those links. I will take the time later tonight, I think, to even repost them when I post this episode up on the website, so you guys can make sure y'all check those out. And we can't thank you enough for Rebel Radio, and we've got more to come here on this episode in just 1 second.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from The Same, and you're listening to...
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
Well, since last we were able to record, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hit theaters, and we talked a little bit about it on the last episode and the hatred it was getting because Michael Bay produced it, and the director had not, you know, done anything hugely successful. But you know what? I saw the damn thing, and... it really wasn't as bad as we thought it would be, was it?
No, overall, the film was, you know, a typical Michael Bay film, just very entertaining, you know, a lot of flashy. You know, I'm sure, you know, I have some problems with the film just because, you know, of the origins that I was taught. But I think for what it is and, you know, the storyline that it was, I think it wasn't bad.
Actually, I quite enjoyed the movie. Yeah, I'm old school Turtles, like... mostly from the cartoons and the original movies. I never really read the comic books, so I know things are probably different in the comic books. So them changing it a little bit, so many things get changed nowadays. They didn't ruin anything with it, so I thought it was pretty good. Apparently a lot of people thought it was pretty good because it's still number two at the box office, held on to number one for quite some time. So obviously... despite all the complaining, people are going to see it, and I'm sure they've seen it a couple of times because I'm sure these aren't all new people to it the first time.
Well, you know, despite the origin changes, and I wouldn't even say it's a typical Michael Bay film to take away from what you said, Matt, because he didn't direct it. It was actually probably better than some Michael Bay films. It was more – I liked it better, and I liked this latest Transformers. And, you know, ultimately it was about the kids. I know you took your son, Matt. I took mine. That's what it's about. I've heard some of these – people our age in their 20s and 30s say, oh, Michael Bay has raped my childhood. Dude, you're grown up. He didn't rape nothing. Your childhood's already over with. It's a new generation. It's time to move on. Paramount actually felt it was very successful. They already announced a sequel for 2016. And guess what? Megan Fox wasn't that bad in it. Everyone's like, oh, you can't cast her because she can't act. She did just fine as April. She ain't bad to look at. I ain't going to complain when she's bending over the jeans over the side of the van. Are y'all?
Yeah, despite my last time on the show, yeah, I'm not complaining. She actually did a decent job in this movie compared to some of her other stuff. So, yeah, I'll give Butt Pants two big thumbs up.
My actually only slight complaint with it was because I enjoyed it for the most part was Bruce Lee is probably rolling over in his grave that they learned ninjutsu from a book. That was kind of ridiculous, but hey, it is what it is. It's an easy way to explain it to the kids. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in theaters now with a sequel coming out in 2016.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rubber Radio. Now can you dig that, sucker?
So these leaked photos leaked out of Kate Upton, Jennifer Lawrence, and I'm not one to complain about it. I went and checked them out. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'll put them up on the Tumblr for you all to see. I'm not going to put them on the website, but maybe the Tumblr. But if there were some other leaked out celebrities that haven't had photos yet, who all would you like to see?
Emma Stone.
That's a good one. Jessica Alba, for me, I think, would be one on the top of my list. Matt?
Sarah Palin.
What? Who else?
Oh, I'd probably want to see Sasha Gray, too. And or like Lisa Ann... or Alexis Texas.
Matt, you mean, you know, those are porn stars. You can look them up on the internet. Maybe you'd like to actually see them with their clothes on.
They wear clothes?
Sometimes.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
Give me the mic! It's Arnold! I'm going to take you down. I told you I would. Back in Terminator 2, are you listening to Rebel Radio?
We are edging ever closer to the fall television season. Of course, if you looked on the TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, we had the first couple of promos for Season 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Everyone's really curious to see how that's going to turn out after the events of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and the last few episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. last year, with S.H.I.E.L.D. basically almost not existing, but Agent Coulson now, of course, is the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. And, yeah, that's a spoiler, but if you're not caught up by now, well, you're not going to get caught up yet. And that's one of the big ones. So we're going to talk a little bit here about the fall TV schedule. If you're a comic book fan, this might be one of the biggest TV years ever. Of course, the two big ones returning are The Walking Dead, October 12th. They just released The Walking Dead poster for season five, yesterday with the tagline Hunt or Be Hunted, and showing Rick on the poster of it, and everyone's looking forward to seeing how they get out of Terminus alive. And the other big returning show for comic book fans is Arrow, returning for its third season, and seeing where that show goes. But we're going to talk a little bit about the new shows. Gotham, which of course made news yesterday because Netflix already bought up the rights to season one before an episode even aired. This is the Jim Gordon Batman-ist prequel, so to speak, when Bruce Wayne's a young boy in the early days of Gotham. And from what I've seen so far, though, I think it's looking really excellent.
I like the way it's schemed. You know, it's got kind of a dark theme, you know, very remnant of the Nolan movies. And, you know, I'm looking forward to some Batman after, you know, Dark Knight Rises. And, you know, without Robin getting his own show, you know, this is really cool. It's something different. You've never seen a prequel with Batman.
And that's what I think is cool about it. Of all the characters in the comic universe, like Superman, Smallville worked to an extent. But if you were to do a prequel that took place in Metropolis, I mean, what's going to be that exciting about? People selling newspapers? Gotham has such a background because the city has always been such an important part of the Batman mythos. To see how these characters have come up and rise to the ashes, so to speak, of the city should make for an interesting story. And to continue with the DC side, they also have The Flash, which is, of course, a spinoff from Arrow. And I've actually watched the pilot already because it leaked out online. I'm not going to tell y'all where to get it. If you people are smart enough, y'all figure out where to find it. But The Flash leaked out, and it's not bad. My feelings on the pilot were that it's rushed a little bit. They almost should have done the origin in two parts, but it's not bad. I like the last 30 minutes of the pilot better than the first 30 minutes, and when it airs on October 7th, you all will get a chance to see what I mean by that. And so The Flash is coming on, and DC also has Constantine on NBC, which is airing sometime in October. And that's caused some controversy because John Constantine's not going to be allowed to smoke. In the comic books, he's bisexual, so there's been some talks about will they address that in the show or will they not. I mean, it's on NBC, and we'll see where they go with that. But I haven't seen the pilot for Constantine yet. I know it leaked out too, but I'm going to be watching it when it hits NBC.
Well, with that, I can understand the not smoking part because they just don't want to advertise to the youth nowadays. But I think our society's growing a little bit more. We're starting to see a lot more gay relationships on the air and stuff. So I think bisexual is not that far off from shocking to anybody more nowadays.
Well, true, but it's NBC, so we'll see where it goes. And I think, though, as much as I'm looking forward to the new shows, I'm actually looking forward to Walking Dead returning the most. And one that people are forgetting is coming out is Agent Carter, which is going to be really cool. They're going to air it in between the break of S.H.I.E.L.D. around December and before S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back in February, because Agent Carter is only going to run about 8 or 9 episodes, and it's going to take place in the late 1940s, I believe, in the early days of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that should be really cool, spinning off from Captain America.
Oh, yeah, because you don't get to see what happens between, you know, when Captain America went to sleep and from when he woke up. I mean, you hear stories about how Stark searched and searched and searched, and, you know, we've seen the posters of Agent Carter, and finally it's going to come to the TV. And she was a great character, in my opinion, in the first Captain America, and definitely would like to see more of her. I mean, got to like a woman in uniform, right?
Yeah, so that's some of the great comic book television shows that are coming to the television this fall. And in the winter, of course, everyone's looking forward to Marvel's Daredevil when it premieres on Netflix, which is currently filming, of course, and everyone's expecting to get their first picture of that costume here sooner or later, and that's expected to be airing in February or March of next year on Netflix. And that'll tie into the Marvel Cinematic Universe in some way. It's interesting because they announced that they're not going to tie it into the Cinematic Universe right away. It's going to be like there, but it's not like S.H.I.E.L.D. where it's in your face. It's part of the universe. They're going to slowly bring Daredevil and the other characters that they're bringing Netflix into the Marvel Cinematic Universe as they move forward. So that'll be coming on later on this winter. And one of the bigger premieres of the fall, which already just started, and our resident Doctor Who fan is in the house, which is, of course, Frank T. Biscuit. Season 8 just kicked off of Doctor Who, and I'm a little behind on the show. I've only watched the first season on Netflix. It's not my favorite thing to get into, and we're going to try to keep Frank from going off on a tangent here a little bit. But so far, from what I've heard, the first couple episodes have been pretty well reviewed, and Peter Capaldi has gotten pretty nicely reviewed for his role as Doctor Who.
Well, once again, I think they've done an excellent casting job with the role. Another great actor taking on the role. And, well, the thing is I kind of like the direction they go. They have a new doctor that's technically not even supposed to exist because the last doctor was supposed to be the last doctor, and the way the whole Time Lords go. So the fact that because the other Time Lords got together and gave him a new life, he's kind of like a little off in the head. He's not really sure about himself. The other doctors, they all caught on pretty quick, knew what to do almost right away once they got their wits about them and who they were and everything.
Matt, did I tell him not to let him go off too long, Doctor Who?
And the fact that his companion for the first time wasn't all like, oh, look, it's a new doctor. Let's go on the next adventure. She was kind of like thrown off and kind of nervous and scared because here's this new guy. She knows nothing about him. This isn't her doctor. And the fact that they're pulling together and working it out and forming a new bond and relationship is really exciting to see. It's a little different than the previous Doctor Who's.
Thanks, Frank, for completely ruining the first two episodes for people that still have them on their DVR.
Spoiler alert!
So that's some stuff that's coming on television this fall, and we'll be talking about more on Rebel Radio. And one last one I want to talk about, which is on the cartoon variety, is Star Wars Rebels, which, of course, is coming on Disney XD in October. And on the next episode here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking some Star Wars, and we're going to announce a special segment we're going to be bringing to you based on Star Wars Rebels on Rebel Radio. So that's what you can look forward to this fall on your television networks, and we hope you watch them and enjoy all those new shows.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
Welcome, guys. This is the Electric Boogaloo with the Electric Monkey, Matt. Right now, I want to talk to you about Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. Yes, you know, you might have seen them in the news, you know, revealing more about themselves unintentionally. You know, so this hacker, you know, hacks their accounts and they're freaking out, you know, because their, you know, identities are being more revealed, as you would say, on Google image search as far as their breasts and other parts. But is it such a bad thing? I mean, studies show that men that look at breasts more have better heart health. So, in light of that, I would like to say thank you, Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. And I look forward to seeing more of you in the next Hunger Games.
Bit of a surprise here on Rebel Radio for our listeners. This new incarnation of Rebel Radio today is the eighth episode. But for those of you, if you don't know, you haven't listened to Rebel Radio Episode 1, or which is named Episode 0 in our new incarnation, the origins of Rebel Radio, it started as an internet radio show back in around 2006 and 7, in which we just did silly things, played music, we talked about some stuff, and it ran for 92 episodes. I hosted it, most of it. I brought Frank in later, then Matt came along, and we also had a fourth member of that show called Dago Nick, and I just want to say Dago Nick is no longer with us. I'm not saying he's passed away. We kind of lost track of Dago Nick. Chances are he's probably living in a trailer somewhere in Tennessee or Arkansas with a couple of gypsies around his arms and having him a good old time. But that's just how Dago Nick liked to live his life. And if you're out there listening to Dago Nick, you're always welcome to come back to Rebel Radio. But the reason I say that is Rebel Radio ran 92 episodes. This is our eighth episode of our new incarnations. That means, essentially, this is the 100th episode of Rebel Radio ever. How about that?
All right.
And one of our more popular segments we ever did on Rebel Radio, and it was towards the end of the run of the show, was Star Wars Pants, where essentially you take Star Wars lines and you insert the word pants into it, and it comes out pretty damn funny. So in celebration for 100th episode overall, 8th episode of the new incarnation of Rebel Radio, Frank, Matt, and myself, Mark, now present to you Star Wars Pants.
I find your lack of pants disturbing. You are unwise to lower your pants. Your father wanted you to have pants when you were old enough.
We have no choice. Our pants can't repel firepower of this magnitude. Great pants, kid. Don't get cocky. Only now, in my pants, do I understand.
I happen to like nice pants. A tremor in the pants, the last time I felt it, was in the presence of my old master. Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's pants, Lord Vader.
You have paid the price for your lack of pants. Take care of your pants, Han. I guess that's what you're best at, isn't it? You know of the rebellion? That's how we came to be in your pants, sir.
We can almost buy our own pants for this, or for that. Commander, there's pants apart until we've...
Parody's pants apart until you found those plans. Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your pants. Rear pants down! Arr!
Yeah, I just got a funny feeling, like I'm never going to see my pants again. I have altered the pants. Pray that I don't alter them further.
I used to bullseye womp rats in my pants back home. Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow those pants and go home.
Evacuate in our pants of triumph? Leia.
I love pants.
Han.
I know. Remember your failure in the pants? The pants are down. Commence attack on the Death Star's main reactor.
Slimy? My pants, this is. What?
Apparently Yoda has slimy pants.
I've got a bad feeling in my pants about this.
Be mindful of your pants, Anakin. They'll betray you.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo pants.
I sense a great disturbance in my pants.
That's a scary thought. Your overconfidence is your weakness. Your faith in your pants is yours.
Bounty hunters, we don't need their pants.
Chewie, pants don't help me.
Fear will keep the other systems aligned. Fear of these pants.
In my experience, there's no such thing as pants.
I just soon as Wookiee. Pants a Wookiee.
I bet you. No, I don't think he likes pants at all. No, I don't like pants either.
Search your pants, Luke.
That's funny. The pants don't look as bad as from out here. The last time I felt it was in the pants of my old master.
The pants go off in this direction. You don't believe in pants, do you? You don't know how hard I found it, signing the order to terminate your pants.
Bury your pants deep down, Luke. They could be made to serve the Emperor. Whew! I thought pants smelled bad. On the outside...
Tell them if they don't do as you ask, you'll become angry and use your pants.
Your pants can deceive you, Luke.
But I was going to go down to Tossing Station to pick up some power pants.
At last, we will have our pants. She must have hidden the pants in the escape pod.
Sir, my first job was to programming... Binary pants. Lifters.
Someone was in the pants. The little one's not worth the effort. Come, let me get you some pants.
3PO, it's against my programming to wear pants.
Pants, Luke, pants! I'm a Tordarian. Pants do not work on me. And that was a Star Wars Pants in celebration of 100 episodes of Rebel Radio since its incarnation in 2006. Of course, very different now. This is the podcast version of Rebel Radio. And, that's a pretty funny segment. Do you guys have any thoughts about us believing that we were able to bring it back here in 2014 and keep the name and still go strong and have some listeners, and we're still going at it, and we hope to continue to make it bigger and better, hopefully get some guests on the show eventually and do more, right?
Exactly. Maybe Dago Nick will hear the pants, and it will bring him back to our pants, and our pants can all, you know, talk about pants together.
Just as long as you keep it in your pants. Yeah, man, I'm really glad that we got back together to do the show, and it's kind of fun to bring back some of the humor, because in our older episodes, when we were doing this, we had a bunch of skits and different things that we would do besides just, you know, talk about movies and other things.
So, Rebel Radio, 8 episodes strong in this new version, 100 episodes strong since it began. We thank you for listening to Rebel Radio. Stay tuned for more on episode 8 of the new version of Rebel Radio. The rebellion continues.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
And this is the Electric Monkey.
And you are listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of Trust Me, I'm a Jedi.com.
I don't know what all these celebrities are complaining about. Look, you had a good time taking the pictures. Obviously, you wanted somebody to see it. Now you're just complaining because a lot of people are seeing it. Look, learn how to work your phones and turn off the cloud. It's been all over the news how to do it. Get out your guidebooks and figure it out yourself. Look, you know, y'all look amazing. Y'all are beautiful women. And I applaud those few that say, you know what? Yeah, that is me. And you're proud of it. And to those who try to say it's a bunch of fake photos and everything, shame on you, because you should just own up to your mistake. You know, if you don't want pictures of yourself out there, then don't take the pictures. You know, and I'm not going to complain. I'm sure there's a few photos of me floating out there on the cloud. Don't download those. But anyway, this is Breaking Bad with Frank T. Biscuit.
Hello, this is Arnold, and you're listening to Rebel Radio, the podcast that punches on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
I Am Groot has suddenly become the most popular movie line across the nation lately. Over the years, there are many quotable movie lines. What are some other great ones that you guys know, other than May the Force Be With You, because that would be genie?
I'll be back.
Live long and prosper.
Hold on to your butts.
Come with me if you want to live.
I'll have what she's having.
I have a bad feeling about this, set in about 500 different action movies.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Get to the chopper.
Frankly, darling, I don't give a damn.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
I am the law.
Wait until they get a load of this.
There is no spoon.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you?
Hi, this is Frank T. Biscuit of Rebel Radio, and you can listen to it on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
We had a slight delay between shows this month of August, just ended up busy for all of us, but we thank you as always for listening to Rebel Radio here as TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Please make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all forms of social media. All the links are there at the website. Check out our new YouTube channel, and don't forget about the Ice Bucket Challenge. And if you have Ice Bucket Challenge videos that you want to send us in support of Rebel Radio, please do it. We'll put them up there. And there's a guy at work. I was told him I was going to call him out. I forgot. Omar Harris. Here's looking at you, kid. Let's see the Ice Bucket Challenge up on your Facebook. But we do support that. ALSA.org, TeamGleason.org. Those are very important. And we had a lot of fun with this episode. 100th episode of Rebel Radio overall, 8th with the new. But most important was the beginning of the show. We can't bring enough attention to ALS.org, and we couldn't be prouder. ALSA.org, sorry about that. We couldn't be prouder to be a part of that in the Ice Bucket Challenge. But thank you for listening to Rebel Radio again. We'll be back in a couple weeks with the next episode, and we hope you listen again.
Matt the Electric Monkey.
Frank T. Biscuit.
This is your host, Mark, signing off on Rebel Radio. Never tell us the odds.